First, I wanted to talk a little bit about how David Blaine embarrassed our country last night. Yeah. He was in Manhattan, New York for how long was he there? Yeah, a week, basically?
Yeah.
Living inside this little sphere with water in it, and he had like a little oxygen mask that he used, which eventually was going to lead up to this goal that he had of holding his breath for what he wanted to get to 9 minutes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And why did he need to be in the globe for a week before? Did that help condition him for it or what?
Well, he set a record for the most, like, hours consecutive underwater or something like that.
Oh, so he does have that record.
It's like 170 hours.
I guess it kind of wrecked his hands a little bit. They're all pruny and stuff.
He had to wear gloves so it wouldn't be so bad, but it's still, ew.
What if he hadn't worn gloves? Would the skin have just melted off?
I don't know. He might not have hands.
Is that right?
I don't know. I'm not a scientific mind.
Well, how come the rest of his skin on his body doesn't react that way?
I don't know. Why do you get pruny hands when you're in the bath or the shower too long? I have no idea. Do you?
I also get pruny, feet.
That's weird.
You don't get pruny feet?
Well, saying feet and pointing to another area on your body is weird.
Oh. What were those? Okay, anyway, he wanted to hold his breath for 9 minutes to break the previous record, which was 8 minutes, 58 seconds. So he would only beat it by like 2 seconds. And what did he do? He held his breath for 7 minutes, 8 seconds. A full 2 minutes short of where he wanted to get. Embarrassing our country. Can you believe this, man? Can you believe it to let us down like this? It's David Blaine. Isn't it supposed to be rigged so that he does it somehow?
Apparently not.
That's what I don't understand. Blaney, what happened, man? And he came out. He was, you know, gasping for air and everything. And he's kind of walking around like he was drunk. But it was basically because his brain was oxygen deprived. Now, what they decided that... What was the key? What was the cue for them to enter and rescue him from the ball?
When he something had about bubbles? Air bubbles coming out of his mouth.
Were his eyes closed or?
No.
And he had air bubbles coming out, like involuntarily air bubbles?
Yeah, when you hold your breath that long, it's like natural to want to just take a whole bunch in. And that's what he was going to do if they didn't get to him in time. And if you get a lungs full of water like that, it's probably not good.
Who told you that?
Stuart Scott.
Stuart Scott was he actually on ABC last night for this thing?
Yeah.
He was.
He was the voice of David Blaine tries to break the record.
Huh. Stooks in the morning, what's up?
Yeah, I was calling to... I wanted to try the breath-holding stunt.
Oh. Huh? Okay, well, we really weren't ready for this. We do have a timer, I guess, so I guess we could try it, see if one of our listeners can pull it off.
I guess.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, excuse me, sorry, morning mouth.
Okay, let's get this going. Are you ready to do it? We'll give you a little 5 second countdown.
Yeah.
All right, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh,
man.
Not even close.
You got 3 seconds on that.
I need to try again. That was a practice run.
I don't know, man. I don't think you're going to be able to do it.
No, trust me, this time I can get it.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got 1 second there, dude. Power.